Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neasel. One reason I exercise and raise my heart rate is for that runner's high. I just feel good afterward.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, Dave. You're looking good these days.
Yeah, well, I'm about 40 pounds lighter, and exercise is one of the reasons. For years, we've credited endorphins with that post-workout high because they're natural painkillers released by our body.
Except the problem is that endorphins are proteins which are too big to cross the blood-brain barrier. And recent studies show when endorphin effects are blocked, people still felt the high.
That's why now studies point to another cause, endocannabinoids, which are like the active ingredient in marijuana. These are small fatty acids that humans naturally produce in response to food, exercise, sex, obesity, injury, and stress.
We have receptors for endocannabinoids throughout the body and the brain. They stimulate pain relief and reduce anxiety and stress, enhance learning and memory, and affect hunger, inflammation, and immune functioning.
A meta-analysis of many studies shows acute exercise, like a 30-minute run, consistently increased their levels. Other exercises that didn't raise heart rate weren't as effective.
And get this, Dave. The first endocannabinoid to be discovered was anandamide, whose name comes from the Sanskrit word ananda, or internal bliss. How appropriate.
I wouldn't go that far, but hey, I'm just grateful I feel good after a workout.
We are Drs. David Neasel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.